The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, we're back. The Light Up the Season Radiothon. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Newell Norman's here as well. He's ready to take over. We have 17 miracle makers. We need three more. Get me over the top here. Come on, y'all. 888-780-8811. It's the Heart Hour. You can text CHNOLA to 51555. We're joined now by Chris Veazey, whose daughter, Annalise, is a heart warrior here at Children's Hospital. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Tommy, thanks. I'm doing fine.
Tell me about your daughter, please, and her story.
Yeah, so Annalise, she was born February 2022, and we learned that early on in her life, you know, first couple months of life, that she had a heart murmur, and a heart murmur led us to, around 3 months old, to go see a local cardiologist in Lafayette. And we're that cardiologist. We, you know, monitored it for several months. And right off the bat, he told us that she had what they call SVAS, supravalvular aortic stenosis. And that he also wanted to run some genetic testing, too, because that condition is typically linked to a syndrome called Williams syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that led us to genetic testing and found out that Annalise did have Williams syndrome, and that we knew very early on that she would eventually need open heart surgery. We just didn't know when, mm-hmm. depending on her condition with her heart. After several months and up and down roller coasters, being sent all over to different hospitals and seeing surgeons and visiting with all of those doctors, we found out that it was time for open heart surgery April of this year, 2024, which led us to New Orleans with their amazing staff over there to go have Annalise's open heart surgery, which was roughly about an 8-hour surgery there in New Orleans.
How old is she now, Chris?
So she'll turn 3 years old in February next year, 2 months roughly. She'll turn 3 years old.
I can't imagine, my friend, as a father of a 28-year-old, I just can't imagine. I can't wrap my mind around that. Tell me about the care that Children's Hospital provided for you and your wife, her mom.
Oh, it was the care that everybody there was just, it's uncomparable to anything you could ever imagine, of anything we could have ever imagined to receive the whole time we were there at the hospital. I mean, that was probably the hardest and darkest time of our life, me and my wife, Kaylee, our life. So everybody from the janitors to the CEO actually we met and talked to was just the light in our darkest time there in New Orleans. Just nothing but smiles on their faces, finding every way they could make us happy and accommodate us every way they could.
Chris, I'm a dad. Talk dad to dad, if you will, for a dad that's listening right now, thinking about calling, maybe not. What would you tell him?
Pray a lot, listen to your wife, and be the biggest advocate you could be for your child. You know, there's no question that's a stupid question when you're talking to doctors. This is your child's life. If you're like me, I'm far from the medical field, so I had no idea what a lot of these terms and conditions that doctors are talking about, but I asked every question. So why they chose to use blue ink on their paper and not black or red or whatever, you know, just ask every question you can possibly ask.
Thank you, Chris. We're out of time. God bless y'all, man. And look, y'all call that number, 888-780-8811. Make a donation. You're going to be part of Annalise's story. Newell's next. You ready to go?
I am ready.
All right. Well, he is ready. He will be ready in a minute. The Radiothon continues.